On March 11th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 51, Slam Bidding Day 11, Blackwood or RKC 1430. And how about you? Do you like the Roman key card convention? Well, that's what we're going to explore today. We're going to compare and contrast some of the trade-offs between the two different methods. How do you like to roll yours? How do you bid your slams? Okay, let's take a look. For the advocates of the 1430 Roman key card Blackwood, they see some defects with the good old traditional classic Blackwood. Let's take a look at those. The trump king would be the first question. They feel that they'd like to know the status of the king at the 5 level before going to the 6 level. The trump queen. The status of the trump queen is not really known by the traditional classic Blackwood bidders at all. And they like that about their 1430 or Roman key card Blackwood treatment. And then the last would be the double count quandary. It is possible to double count a side suit, where it's preferable to have a trump, king, or queen. We'll take a look at some ways to mitigate some of these. Okay, so what does the 1430 RKC Blackwood do so well? Well, it has a revised technique. You'll recall that for 4 no trump, asks 5 controls, not the 4 aces, but 5, count them, 5 controls. So the 4 no trump response shows the aces plus the trump king. That's where we get the 5th. So the ace, each one counts a control. The trump king counts a control. And the status of the trump queen, as we'll see, is determined at the 5 level as well. The important guidelines is that when we're bidding RKC, we do not bid 6 hearts or 6 spades when we're off 2 keys. Second, we do not bid 6 hearts or 6 spades when we're off 1 key and the trump queen. And as you might expect, we do not explore Grand Slam when we're off 1 key. Okay, let's compare the two bids after 4 no trump Blackwood. The 1430 style, which is equivalent to the RKC, we'll discuss the 1430 style. The 5 club bid is 1 or 4 keys, 1 or 4. Whereas in traditional Blackwood, it's 0 or 4 aces. 5 diamonds is 3 or 0. That's where we get the 1430, first step, second step. So it's 0 or 3 keys. Remember, there are 4 aces, and the king of trumps make up the 5 keys. Blackwood, 1 ace. For 5 hearts, 2 aces with either, but with those who play the 1430 or RKC treatment, it's 2 without the queen. And for the Blackwood, it's just 2 aces. 5 spades, it's 2 with the queen, whereas in Blackwood, it's 3 aces. Oh, I suppose I should mention, what happens if you have all 5 keys? Well, that would be 0 or 3 or 5. We don't normally show this. That would be the 5 diamond bid. The question might be is, when someone's missing all 5 keys, why are they asking? Well, that's another question we'll come to later. But the 4 no trump initiator should be aware of the keys based upon the prior bidding. Next, the 1430 or RKC spread is 3 keys, 11 or 12 points. So we see the difference between 1 or 4. The spread is 3. Any of these, the spread is 3. And if we have a spread of 3, that's either 2 aces and a king or all 3 aces, so 11 or 12 points. So there shouldn't be ambiguity when our partner bids 5 clubs if they've opened, say, 2 clubs strongly. They must have 4. Pretty hard to imagine that they'd open 2 clubs with just 1 key card, isn't it? Okay, Blackwood bidders, let's take a look at some pre-Blackwood hand evaluation considerations to make it more accurate, to make it more like those who use RKC or 1430. First off and foremost, you've heard this said again and again, way back from slam bidding lesson number 1. We want to Q-bid versus making a Blackwood when we don't have controls in all of the suits. Don't be so quick to rush to go up to where we're at 4 no trump and getting beyond to get responses. The more we can take time to bid slowly and to make forcing cue bids, the more accurate, the more information that we can get at the lower levels. So in summary, avoid Blackwood bidding, the 4 no trump bid, when you lack controls. We should have at least 3 of the controls, if not controls in each of the suit, when we make an initiation. And if we haven't, we can Q-bid, and when we've discovered from our partner that they have a control, an ace or a king in a suit, then we can blackwood. Consider the implications of prior limit bidding, such as no trump, limit raises, or sign-off bids. Okay, we'll begin by taking a look at a blackwood response point count analysis. So we're going to evaluate responses to four no trump ace ask. And we're going to see if we can deduce the location of the trump king and trump queen. All right, let's do a little bit of mathematics and take an example here. No, this isn't going to hurt too much. It should be fairly straightforward. Here we go. One spade by our partner. We go three spades, a limit raise. How many points? 10, 11, maybe a bad 12 points. Enough where we can't force game, but we can strongly invite it. Four no trump by our partner. This is classic blackwood asking us the number of aces. We bid five hearts. That's the third step. Third step shows two aces in blackwood system. All right, now, if the opener has bid this strongly to go four no trump, they have around 20 points, don't they? And if the opener has one ace, that means they probably got a lot of kings and almost all the queens. So the question is, if they are missing the trump king and trump queen, where would they be? Well, let's take a look at that. The partner who is making the three spade bid would normally have the trump king or trump queen. Why is that? Well, they're showing two aces. Two aces is 8 points. They made a limit raise, good 10, 11 to bad 12 points. So where are their points? It must be then that they either have the trump king or trump queen. So if the person who's invoking blackwood doesn't have it, but they have a lot of points on the side suit, then they can tell by our limit raise that we have the rest of the points, that we have either the king or the queen of trump. So we can sometimes deduce the location of the trump king or trump queen by taking a look at our partner's limit raise. Make sense? Okay, great. Let's take a look at some more factors that will help us in doing a better job of hand evaluation. Well, certainly one of them would be aces and kings versus the queens and jacks, the quackers. And how about extra trump? Yes, if we have 5-5 in the trump suit, we're not really worried so much about the opponent's queen. Well, they might get a king, perhaps, but it's likely if we play our ace and king in the suit, the queen is going to be dropped, so it's not as much a worry, is it? How about working honors? Well, working honors can be great going for games, but when we need a repeated finesse for a slam, well, we have to use a little bit more caution. So certainly we would want to value more strongly a solid suit, ace, king, queen in a suit where we don't have to worry about a finesse. And certainly secondary honors are a concern, aren't they? They might be helpful in the trump suit. So if we're worried about missing a king or a queen, but we have the jack and the ten in the suit, four of the top five honors, well, we've got a better chance at pulling off a finesse, don't we? An unguarded split king and a jack, well, this would be a problem, isn't it? So if a person's doing an ask and they don't feel that their partner has the accompanying queen with their king, in other words, they have a king and a jack to split, now we have to guess who's got the queen and who's got the ace. Makes it much more difficult. How about some other examples? Well, one would be the shape. The shape really matters, doesn't it? So we need to value length and shortness. The longer the suits, the better off we are. Double ten honors, that can be a problem. If we have an ace queen or a king jack and our partner has the reciprocal, only good for two tricks. Even though we have the ace king queen jack, opposing double ten honors, a real problem. Same with tripletons. If we have mirrored tripleton values, such as a 5-3-3-2 suit, which is pretty common, one of the very common shapes, and our partner has tripletons and one or more of the suits, not likely to do pitching, is there? We would prefer to have a 5-4-2-2 or a 5-4-3-1 suit. And what would be some examples of some really nice suits? Well, a 5-5-2-1, beautiful. 5-4-3-1, great. 5-4-2-2, still very good. 5-3-3-2, there's that double tripleton. 4-4-3-2, well, at least we've got two four-card suits. Not bad, only one tripleton. A 4-3-3-3, the pancake can. Well, no roughing power at all. And a partner has a tripleton also. That could be a problem. What's worse than a 4-3-3? Well, how about a 3-3-3? No, not really. If we have a 3-3-3, look for that other card that's on the floor didn't get dealt to you. We should never have a 3-3-3. But certainly a 4-3-3, yes, watch out for those hands. Well, okay, 1430 RKC bidders, let's take a look at some of the components for you. First off, you like the fact that your trump king and trump queen are immediately known at the five level. And for those of you who play that convention, you'll find that you can adapt it sometimes and use it elsewhere, such as Miner would, to look for a slam in a minor suit, or even an adaptation of Gerber. With sophistication comes complexity. Yes, let's take a look at an example. Two clubs by partner. We bid two diamonds waiting. Our partner does two hearts. We bid four no trump, liking the heart suit. Partner bids five diamonds. Okay, if it's 14-30, that's the second step. First step is one or four. Second step is three or zero. Well, how can we find the location of the queen? We would do five hearts to ask the location of the queen. If we're missing one key card and missing the queen, we shouldn't really be bidding. So here we're going too high. When our trump suit is the hearts, sometimes this can be a problem, isn't it? So what could be a solution to this? A solution would be not to bid for no trump quite so quickly. We don't have that many controls. Remember we spoke about this earlier? So how about instead doing the old slow shows fast and eyes? Two clubs, we go two diamonds, two hearts, we bid three hearts. If we bid four hearts, we would be signing off fast denies. If we did three hearts, slow show some extras, this certainly is a forcing bid, shows more interest in slam, and allows our partner to bid for no trump. We then show first step one or four. We have one. Now our partner can do the queen ask. And if we have it or not, we get to make a description. If we don't have it, we can say five hearts, the first step. So another part then is the subtleties of knowing when to go for no trump, the control issue. Just like we have in Blackwood, yes, they have the same concern on RKC 1430. So Blackwood or 1430? Well, for classic Blackwood, trump king and trump queen are not automatically known, but they might be able to be deduced. If one of the players has limited their hand and we know where the honors are not, then we can deduce where they are. For pre-Blackwood hand evaluation, yes, it's a real plus. So careful hand evaluation, control bidding and the like when we're at lower levels is very important. It's less complex to use a regular Blackwood convention. We can avoid misevaluation types of issues and going overboard, such as when hearts is trump and we can't do a queen ask anyway. And less confusion, we're more likely to have misunderstandings with complexity. So with a regular Blackwood, a little easier to bid, a little easier to understand what partner is trying to say. Okay, well, that's all for the first phase of Pulling You number 51. We're going to have more for those of you with the free Bridge Hands membership. You know what to do next. Come on down, sign in, and as always, we've got examples for you to illustrate the concepts we've been speaking about here today. And for those of you with the Premium and Ultra memberships, yes, indeed, we'll have plenty of hands on the cards, bidding in play. So we'll see y'all on the flip side. Thanks for coming. See you soon.